This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa testing.
Sounding good on this repeater as well. Sounds like your radio is all set up. W9TRC.
Thank you very much. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
Bob, the repeater stepped on you. What were you, W9TRC?
UFS mobile.
Good morning, Dylan, W9TRC. I'll be there in about 5 minutes.
You will see me there. It's possible the doors will be unlocked. Justin should already be there. If not, I will be there in about 20 minutes at most. Got a little bit later start than normal. Me and the girlfriend were fighting over the bathroom this morning.
Yeah, that's a fight you're better off losing, so. Talk to you in a little bit. W9TRC.
W9TRC.
AB9 and then mobile monitoring.
SWR. SWR.
CMH, CCVSU, your router? Nothing heard, CCVSU.
ASE, CCK monitoring.
CQ, 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 CQ. This is Kilo 8, Kilo Oscar Delta. Anybody out there? Over.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Tango Kilo on the 190.
Roger that. I heard you loud and clear. Didn't catch the last few of your call sign, though. Kilo 8, Kilo Oscar Delta.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Tango Kilo, as in good to know, GTK. ASU, GTK.
Roger that, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Kilo Tango Kilo. How you doing today? Beautiful day we got out here today to play with some radio.
That's Golf Tango Kilo, GTK. Just packing up campsite at Sea State Park, getting ready to probably just sit on the beach for two more hours before I get to go home and play with my new CMR radio.
Well, good for you. It sounds like fun. I'm just down in the basement, dusting off the ham bench and putting in some new frequencies to my radio, some new channels, that is, for the repeaters around here. Over.
Yeah, the Roger beep is the same, so I'm assuming you're on the same repeater as me. I'm on the 145.190.
Yep, that is correct. It seems to be a new repeater, at least since I've been on the air. I was using the Stutzmansville repeater, but it looks like the repeater guide online shows that it hasn't been updated since 2024. Over.
Yeah, 6-8 apparently came back online two or three days ago, so that one's back online. I have to go help my dad or something, so I'll be back in a little bit. KF8GTK, standing by for a little bit.
Roger that, GTK, KKOD standing by.
Okay, I just have to walk around and pick up trash from the campsite, which isn't a big deal because I'm a real big walking while talking on the handheld.
Very good. How's my signal coming in through on your end? Over.
You're full quiet in your repeater. No static there. Audio level is great.
Awesome. I'm operating in Boyne City on 55 watts with a quarter wavelength antenna mounted up above the house. Over.
I'm operating handheld from Petoskey State Park at 2 watts.
Excellent. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to keep flipping through the repeater council directory and see what all I've missed out over the last couple of years. Over.
Yeah, there's one other website I like to use. It's called Repeater Book, and if you click the little map icon, you can see a map where every repeater is. You can see what's close to you.
That is good to know. I will write that down. Thank you very much for the contact, KF8GTK. This is K8KOD. I will be clear.
Alright, KODS, KF8, GTK73. So this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo in Patapsco, Michigan right now, just packing up Tampa.
Roger that, KF8, just talked on the Patapsco repeater, hovering in point, give you at 55 watts.
Yeah, roger that, your signal is not the greatest, I'd give it maybe 4 or 5 or something.
Alright, thank you for that information. I'm going to jot that down. Just checking all around Northern Michigan here. This is K8KOE. I'm clear of this region.
I'm pretty sure I heard K8KOV, KF8GTK73.
Can I get a signal check? Anyone that's listening? Over.
KF8, GTK, monitoring.
KWQK, N8MXP.
Are you calling out to a station?
Kilo Echo 8 Romeo X-ray, November, mobile in Mackinac City. Good afternoon.
Yeah, roger that. I'm not even going to try to get the call right today. We're talking extremely quickly. I got that you were mobile in Mackinac City, I think.
Roger, roger. My call sign is KE8RXN, Kilo Echo 8 Romeo X-ray, November.
Okay, KE8RXN, KF8GTK, as in good to know.
Yes, sir. Just traveling back down to Grand Rapids, which is my KTH. Did a double cross on the Mackinac Bridge this morning for Labor Day weekend. Beautiful weather for it. So, based on your call sign, I'm guessing that you are a newer hemp, so congratulations on getting your ticket.
Yeah, thanks. I've been a ham for about 5 months now, so very new. I just recently upgraded to general so I can get on HF through remote rigs, hopefully getting an actual rig sometime soon, and end at halfway. I'm on a handheld right now, visiting station from East Lansing, Michigan, so just up in Patapsco camping for a weekend, and then my mom is coming, so it's going to be like 2 or so hours until I can get back there, so probably getting home around 7 p.m., so school the next day, so I have basically zero time to play with my new DMR radio that's shipping out.
No, very good. Certainly a beautiful area to be camping. When you have the DMR radio, we definitely recommend, if you're not familiar with it already, to check out the Central Michigan Emergency Network or the MI-5 DMR network. I think actually they've got some repeaters up here as well near Mackinac City, but that's a very, very good DMR network and has statewide coverage, so definitely would recommend looking into that at DMR.
Yeah, I've heard of that. We have one of those repeaters in the Lansing area, 2 miles from my house, as well as one that I can just connect to any talk group from. I don't really know too much about it, but I signed myself up for that radio ID, and I'm just going to sign up for, I think it's called Brandmizer. I may be wrong on that.
Yeah, so the brand service primarily is used for hotspots, which is great if you want to connect a hotspot to the internet and be able to remotely talk into other repeaters that you couldn't get into via RF. But in terms of the Central Michigan network, that actually doesn't require being registered with Brandmeister. That runs independently without it. So definitely a good network to check into. With that, sir, enjoyed our quick conversation. I need to be clear at this point in time. The name here is Oscar Lima Lima, India, November, and I will be traveling back to Grand Rapids here shortly. But I hope you have a wonderful time camping in Petoskey, and 73 to you.
All right, 73, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Tango Kilo. Name here is Finn, that's Foxtrot, India, November, November. I'll be monitoring.
KGRX, sound clear.
Station that was up in Mackinac City, I just made a change on the Mackinac City repeater for the link system and want to make sure it was still operational. If you're still there, just give me a shout. You don't have to say anything, or I'll just give, just acknowledge as well, if that's all I ask. Anything I can.
Last station, I'm certain of which repeater you are coming into here in the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, but you're a full copy here into Mackinac City, KGRXN Mobile.
Yep, thanks. Yeah, this is NATMH. I manage the network. I made a change, and, well, it sounds like my change didn't change actually anything, so I got to dig into that, but appreciate you coming back to me. Hey, KGRXN, 73, NATMH.
NATMH, I have a question for you.
Yeah, go for it.
This is KF8GTK on the 1-9 repeater in Petoskey. Is this repeater, like, available for us to link All-Star nodes up to? Like, can I connect this to Michigan State University's club repeater to say hi to people in my local town, or is this a private network?
Now, it's more we don't really like tying into or connecting our repeaters to others. We have a central hub node. We allow, like, repeaters or other repeaters to connect into us, but as far as connecting out to others from the repeaters using DTMF, we don't really do that anymore. The network has expanded enough to the point where it got kind of chaotic. So, yeah, we don't really do that anymore.
All right, I'll do that. 7-2. Thanks for the information. KF8GTK, I'll be monitoring.
Yeah, I apologize, but yeah, we... the chaos was a bit too much, so anyway. Hopefully you're enjoying your time up in Petoskey. I spent way too much time in that town. 7-3, and I'm going to keep trying to fix things. NATMH.
NATMH, KCVSU, portable.
Here, go ahead, Toby.
Yeah, how am I doing? I'm on the portable. So I'm on the 2-6 off Elmwood.
And you sound just fine.
Awesome, awesome. I got that Blithalfang DM32UV. I bought one. It's gonna cost me. It's gonna pull out my hair.
Oh, you got the DMR one. I was looking at one of those the other day. It's that fake-looking Apex radio, isn't it?
Yeah. I got only one channel on it because I think the programming software is all a mess. I can't get 1.60 to go to load up, so I had to go 1.45 on the bail thing. And I got one repeater or anything along, but we'll figure it out one day. Just something new to play with.
Yeah, I was looking at those. They're pretty inexpensive little radio. I don't know, I might pick up one after the next paycheck here. But, just have a tinker thing. I mean, I've got an Olinko portable that I use for, I take it to the office just to listen. And, I don't really use it a whole lot. It's got DMR in it, but, again, the main issue is, I run Linux. Programming software is made for Windows, and it's got everything. I guess it's got the stuff I need in it. I just mostly monitor analog with it.
Yeah, I'm on the Anytone out here. I'm on the Anytone. I got up to 7 watts. So, okay. Well, you get busy, get those repeaters going, buddy. We'll talk to you later. I sent you a note telling you I got it, so I know you probably saw that. So we'll catch you later. NATMH, KCVSU, 73.
Yeah, I saw it. I've just been busy this weekend. I was downstate for Saturday and most of Sunday, so. Anyway, I'm catching up on things. All right, we'll catch you later. Thank you, Edge.
KCVSU.
KCVSU, KFAGCK.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so you mentioned you got a DM32UV. Found a DM1701 on Amazon. The sale is still on. So you can go to the Amazon used section and pick those guys up for $35 or anything. Last station was just trying to come in. Your audio is extremely static. You're barely making repeaters.
On the 145-11 in Mackinac City. Just a brief acknowledgement would be great.
Station calling, good copy from Mackinac City, KE8RXN.
All right, thank you, sir. And it sounds like my change did nothing yet again, which makes no sense. So I might need to re-image that box running that repeater. Wonderful. All right, well, I tried. 73, NATMH.
NATMH, KBSWR.
Yeah, go ahead.
What'd you break now?
The 145.11 keeps sticking to the crappy GSM audio codec, so it sounds awful. I disabled the codec, but it still keeps using it. So that's one of the few, I think it's the only machine that I manage that's still running ham VoIP, so I'm just blaming it on ham VoIP.
I'm sorry, somebody's talking to me. You disabled what?
The TSM audio codec, because that's the same, it's the same codec that Echolink uses, and all the audio through the 145.11 sounds like Echolink right now, because it keeps using that GSM audio codec, even though I disabled it, so I'm just going to re-image it with ASL3 eventually, because that's one of the last few that I managed that still has AMPOIP on it.
Oh, okay. There wasn't much activity on that today, was there?
Honestly, not really sure. I got in here maybe 45 minutes ago.
Okay, I've been listening to it most of the morning, and I haven't heard a lot of activity, so I was just wondering.
Yeah. I don't know, but anyway. Fixing problems, it's what I do.
Right?
Story of my life.
Seem like the...
A story that'll never end.
Yeah, we were just talking about that song today. That's Lamb Chop.
Yep.
They start calling you Lamb Chop?
I mean, I guess. Oh, what are you up to today?
DMR either, so kind of wondering what their communications were, other than the 2-4.
I gotta be honest, I have no idea. It was an email that went out like a week or two ago. I was like, well, I can run that control remotely. And I heard radio silence after that, so I have no idea what's going on.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Well, what's Jeff up to?
Just got done camping. I got the camper hooked up and ready to leave the campground here in Harrison, so. Spent the weekend relaxing with the family.
Hey, that's a win. Yeah, I went down to Grosse Pointe, St. Clair, Roseville area Saturday. We had a wedding to go to. Got back around 6 yesterday, and then the neighbors did a brunch thing for Labor Day, so not too bad.
Yeah, we're going to have to get up to Mackinac the next few weekends and get that work done.
Yeah, I'll see if I can set aside some time for that. I'll let you know.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you. Keep it up here.
Yeah, we'll catch you. Keep it up to where. Anyway. How
are
you doing?
Hey, Gimich. Oh, I'm okay. I'm actually working, going to show a house. Should be on the water, but it's holiday weekends are too crazy. I avoid it.
Yeah, I understand that 100%. I was down south Detroit area yesterday and Saturday. Had a wedding for a cousin, and I'm glad I don't live there.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad I don't live there, too. We were supposed to be down this weekend, too, but where my daughter is and where my ex is, they got slammed so bad they didn't have any power for 4 days. We weren't going to come down and pile on, so we just postponed, but not how we planned on spending the weekend either, but oh well. But, you know, it's better than negotiating and haggling with the traffic, although we would have been going, you know, the opposite of the flow, but try again next week.
Yeah, actually, we went down Saturday around midday, and it wasn't bad. And then we came back yesterday. We didn't start making our way north probably until around 11 o'clock and maybe noonish. And we were cruising right along. There was no slowdown at all. So I just thought it was kind of funny that going southbound, all the signs, all those LED signs on the side of the road are saying, oh, yeah, the Mackinac Bridge is closed. Yeah, that's going to really help me when I'm going south. Thanks for that info.
We learned long ago that they renamed or they misnamed that whole project, you know, the Michigan Intelligent Highway Signs. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I would say they're anything but. But, anyway. Yeah, we spent most of our time Grosse Pointe, St. Clair area. So, nothing too sketchy.
Signs are so easily hackable, and people just don't seem to understand it. And no matter, you know, if they get hacked and they find a fix and they put up a, you know, a firewall, a roadblock, whatever, and, you know, a couple months later they get hacked again, just not a very secure design. Neither are the standalone ones.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, nothing is really secure anymore. Like, now that we've got AI, there's AI penetration programs. You know, if you give it enough instruction, you know, it's going to find a way in, and when it finds a way in, you can tell it to be destructive and, you know, kind of force me to, you know, treat anything, even if it's on internal, I treat it as if it's got a public-facing, you know, network interface. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to allow whatever it needs out to the world, allow that, and anything else that's unnecessary, absolutely not.
I'm pulling up where I need to be. Remember we were having that discussion the other day? I forget who I was talking to, and you chimed in about the guy with the audio clipping, and that's what you thought the problem was, and it's doing it to you, too. Very, very steady, very reliable, repeatable, you know, same sort of pattern. That's what makes me think it's not audio, because it's repetitive, and it's almost like it's on a time interval as opposed to voice peaks. But anyhow, just FYI, I'm where I got to be. I'll be back shortly. Enjoy the rest of your day. Pretty day. Got to find something to do outside, even if it's cut the grass. W8RPM.
All right, yeah, sounds good, Ron. And the next time you hear it, if you don't mind, take a video of it and shoot it over to me. I'll see if I can get to the bottom of where it's coming from. Catch you later. Any of you interested?
Well, make a couple more short transmissions, and I'll get it. You'll see if I can grab it right now.
All right. Well, that works. I guess I'll just yap about stupid nonsense for the next minute or two, I guess. But, okay. Maybe we'll see if it does it. I'll get really loud for a second, see if it's volume dependent. And I'll back off a little bit, see if it stops. You know, something like that. Hopefully that's enough.
Oh, yeah, that's enough. Got it. Happened 3-4 times. I'll send it over when I get time. Volume, it's not volume. Not volume at all. W-8-R-P-M.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate you. 7-3. Any human.
NACMH, NACMH, KCAVSU, North Michigan Link. Nothing heard, KCAVSU.
Drake, still around. W8RPM.
I suppose I'm here. NACMH.
Did you see what I sent?
Did you? Oh, I just got it. Yep. Let me take a look.
It's still doing it to you to the point of where it's almost interfering with your intelligibility. It's every 10 or 15 seconds.
Oh, that's weird. Let me go reboot the box for it real quick, and we'll see if it goes away.
Okay. I'll be here for a few minutes. I got a little bit of driving ahead of me, maybe 10, 15 minutes, give or take.
Sounds fantastic. I got to dig through my notes here and find the IP address for it. Any QMH.
W8RP.
All right, W8RPM and 8DMH.
Yes.
All right, well, I rebooted the box, so hopefully it might be gone now, maybe.
Nope. Just did it to you again.
Okay. Well then, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start doing a continuous ping to that box. And we'll see if it starts dropping. And that'll tell me if it's a network problem or not. Ping does seem to be quite all the latency does seem to be all over the place. Goes usually minimum seems to be around 64 milliseconds and it peaks at about 90.
Yeah, well, that interruption happened twice just on that transmission. So, all right, I'm away from the radio for a minute, but I'll only be gone a minute. W8RPM.
All right, well, I'll let you know if I need anything. I'm going to keep tinkering with it and see if I can fix it. Thank you, Mitch.
Hey, Drake, you sound good down here. You're not dropping. It's probably up where you're at then.
Yeah, I'm thinking it. Either it's network or software. So I'm digging into it. Thank you, Mitch.
Okay, when you get time, check your phone. If you want to take that radio and try it out before you buy one, come get mine.
Oh, I might just end up buying one anyway. That's kind of what Joe and I end up doing anyway. So, all right, I'll be out here in a little bit. I didn't do it.
CCVSU.
Hey, BCW.
Hey, QIS Highway 2, how you doing there?
Hey, Ryan, good afternoon. How's your Labor Day?
Just coming into St. Ignace. We're having a good time. Hopefully you are, too. Just cruising down Highway 2 here.
Ooh, I hope that line at the bridge isn't too long for you today.
I don't think it's going to be too bad. I've seen it worse. We're going to stop and get some ice cream. We're just moseying along here, having a good old time. It's beautiful out. Did you have fun? We had lots of fun this weekend, for sure.
Were y'all camping again somewhere up there?
Sorry, I switched over to the 511. I think it's online. I hope so. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we doubled. I was asking if you guys were up there camping again.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. We're homeward bound here a little bit. So. Yeah. I've been listening to you guys all the way up to Sini. So, pretty cool. Get in a sweet spot at something good. Well, I was just yelling out, saying hi. So, I'll be listening. We're going to be making a pit stop here directly anyway. So, have a wonderful Monday and enjoy the beautiful weather. Okay, BCW, KDYS.
Yeah, you do the same, man. Safe journeys home. Have a good one. Catch you later. KBCW.
I mean, that's a state tower right there, 800 megahertz to your right. That's a biggie. Thank you, Al.
AB9NN, mobile monitoring.
Node 5614 70 connected to node 583410.
Okay, 7QMD testing on 19. Kilo India 7, Tibet Mike Delta testing on 19.
KI-7 QMD testing on 19. for the next check-in. Well, that was an interesting disembodied voice. Let's see. This is W8TCM, net control for the Monday evening social hour. I will now take check-ins for short-time, time-constrained stations. First short-time check-in, please call now.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victor. Tom, Cadillac, short-time.
Okay, got you. Thank you. Next check-in, please. Hearing no other short times, let's go for All-Star or Echo Link. We'll take those at the same time. Go ahead, first. Echo Link or All-Star, check in now, please. Nothing heard. All right, Tom, you're up, WIV. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Mike, and thanks for taking me the net tonight, WATCM, WB8, WIV. Well, we are planning, Carol and I, to come to Breakfast with Pam tomorrow. So if everything works right. Had an interesting weekend. The Waxahachie Amateur Radio Club ran communications for Festival of Races in Cadillac, and it worked pretty well. It worked good. Had the family over this afternoon from Traverse City, and that worked out real well. They left about 4:30. We had dinner about 3:30, or about 2 o'clock.
Check-in. Call sign, please.
KA8HYE, Edgar.
KA8HYE, got you, Edgar. Next general check-in. Call sign, please.
Scott, Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet.
Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet. Got you, Scott. Thank you. Next general check-in. Call sign, please. This is W8TCM. Wow, I think we are setting the record for the fewest number of check-ins. Hopefully it's because everybody had a great Labor Day. So let's start with the first. We'll work our way through the ones who checked in, and then we'll see if there's any more online. So the first up is KE8SBZ Tony and Mark. You're on deck. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, there's Tony. Kilo Echo 80 Bravo Zulu. Thanks for taking the net tonight, Mike. Appreciate it so much. I thought that I heard somebody doubling in on Mark. It could have been sounded like a Keith out there, so you might try that afterward. And I don't know if the battery's getting low on the repeater again, or we're getting ready to have some lightning, but there's a lot of noise, out there on the repeater tonight. So I feel like I should be checking in mobile. I have been on the go all summer. I swung through, got here yesterday afternoon, didn't know where I woke up in my own bed at my home QTH. At least sometimes it's a home QTH. And getting ready to head back out after doing laundry on, I don't know if it's trip 9 or 10. So it's been a busy summer. We'll look forward to being back and being more active with the club. And in the times ahead, I will make it to breakfast and the meeting tomorrow night, the Lord willing. And I'm going to pass it back to Net Control. This is KE8SBZ. Good evening.
Great, thank you, Tony, and look forward to seeing you at breakfast. And yeah, I know all about the wondering what day or time zone I'm in. I just got back this last Thursday from the West Coast, and I'm not adjusted yet, so I'm with you on that. All right, next up is KC8ZAP Mark, and on deck is KA8HYE Edgar. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, good evening. This is Mark, KC8ZAP, and hello to the Monday evening social hour net. So, sounds like a pretty good net so far. I try to keep my transmissions brief, and so if we wanted to talk about the events over Labor Day, pretty much doing some painting and talking about that. So, really uneventful. Everything looks great. So, Mike, thanks for taking the net. And with that, this is KCAP again for Net Control.
Great. Thank you, Mark. And hopefully you'll make breakfast tomorrow morning, too. I look forward to seeing you. And next is Edgar K8HYE. And on deck is Scott WX1J. And Mark, Tony, see what you mean about the increasing noise on the repeater. I hope I'm coming through relatively clear. But go ahead, Edgar, and Scott, you're on deck.
WATCM, this is KA8HYE. Thanks for taking the net, Mike. I'm hoping that my portable get in through the noise. But we see our holiday activities. We had a dawn patrol gathering of the model airplane guys, so we had about 40 people there, I think. Maybe not that many. We had lots of planes, lots of activities, so it was a great morning. And other than that, enjoying the weather. You know it's going to change. So this is KA8HYE 73.
Thank you, Edgar. Yeah, I never have done model airplanes myself, but I've had friends that have done so and invited me out, and certainly see the appeal. That sounds great. All right. WX1J Scott, you're next, and then we'll call for other general check-ins after you. Go ahead, Scott. W8TCM.
W8TCM, WX1J. Thanks, Mike, for letting me in on the net, and thank you for taking the net this evening. You're doing a great, great job. Let's see, where to start? The question was, that how's our Labor Day? And I think with the weather, it could have done anything bad, and it would have been good, because the weather was just so spectacular the last couple of days. We were up at our cabin in Boyne on Deer Lake and enjoying a little time on the water, and I got to take our pontoon out for a little while, which is pretty unusual for this summer. We have, I think, headed out only twice more during the summer. It was just been busy with bike rides and camping and things like that. Not as busy as Tony, of course, who's setting the world record for time in a camper. But we had a great time, and it was a lot of friends. Had a little gathering last evening with some friends from the local area up there, and it was just good to get caught up with everybody after the season. Usually we catch up during the ski season, but this is a good summer build. So it was really nice. It was sad to see all of the people taking their docks out. It was Labor Day, so the docks come out, and we're leaving ours in until October or November, until the first ice fall. But it's nice to be out in the summer this time of year. So although we could use some rain, and maybe we've got a couple of days of that coming up, so that'll be kind of fun. Other than that, everything is going well on this side. I've been able to make some progress with my DX contacts. Saturday was a European field day, and I got a slug of UK and Germany accounts late in the evening on 20 meters, so that was a lot of fun. And I guess that's about it. I will see you tomorrow at morning for breakfast, and then again tomorrow evening at the show and tell. But I'll turn it back to you at this point. Mike, back to you, W8TCM, WX1J.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. And by the way, you came in full quieting. I don't know if you're standing next to the repeater or what, but that it was perfectly loud and clear. And yeah, about the docks, I kind of can't believe my next-door neighbor already took their boat out of the water. Our dock removal is scheduled for October 5th, and hoping we get some good weather later, just to, if nothing else, make up for the wind and the cold at the start of the summer. So, again, thanks, Scott. This is W8TCM. I will now open it up to general check-ins again. So if there's anybody else would like to check in, call sign, please.
K8WPE, Dave.
WPE Dave, got you. Thank you very much. Are there any other check-ins at this time? Call signs, please.
This is KI7QMD, in and out.
QMD, I got your suffix there, but can you give me the first part of your call sign again, please?
Yes, this is KI7QMD, Kilo India 7, Quebec Mike Delta, in and out, please.
Great, thank you very much. I got you, KI7QMD. Appreciate the in and out. Next, check in, please.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
All right, Christopher, I got you. So next call sign, please. Next general check-in. Somebody broke Tone Squelch, but I didn't hear the call sign. I didn't hear anything. So let's go ahead and take the three who have checked in, and we'll call again at the end. So first up is Dave, WPE. And then on deck, since we have the internet out, it'll be Christopher, KF8, DMK, W8TCM. Go ahead, Dave.
Good evening. I called in after Tony, and nobody heard me. looking at it a little further, remember we had some bad storms a week ago and all my antennas were disconnected, and the one I grabbed, I didn't look at the label, and it was a 40-10 end fed. So no wonder I didn't get heard. Anyway, yeah, it's quite noisy tonight, but Scott was fully clear, and Mike, you're almost clear most of the time, but a lot of noise on some of the other stations. Had a beautiful day. Nephew and his family came over. They live just up the street, and we just had a good cookout, and I learned what fennel tastes like. I'd never seen it. I'd heard it before, but he came over, brought a big bulb of fennel and cut it up along with the red pepper and a bunch of other stuff and grilled that and then tossed it with lettuce, and it was very good. And our boats are out. My son was home last week, and you know, we always think we're going to use them after Labor Day, and life gets in the way, so we just pulled them. So I'm first on the dock removal list, too, with the company that does mine. Anyway, a beautiful day. I will look forward to breakfast now. When my son was home, even though he is a ham, he's inactive, and we usually honor the things that he wants to do, so we didn't go to ham radio breakfast or project night, but I'll be there tomorrow. See you all then. Back to you, Mike, W8TCM, K8WPE.
Dave, and I look forward to talking to you at breakfast tomorrow. I've missed the last few, but in part to make up, I'm going to drag along a house guest who put in a guest appearance a few years ago. So I'll be there, and as well as a guest who's also named Mike. So see you in the morning. All right, next up, KF8, DMK, Christopher. This is W8TCM. Go ahead, Christopher. Then we'll call for more check-ins.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, KF8, DMK. I don't got a lot to share. Pretty much I did my regular roofing job today. Didn't take the day off or anything. Just had too many rain days recently. So, yeah, went to work as usual, and then I rototilled the garden this evening. That's all I got going. I will not be able to make it to breakfast or ham night tomorrow, but I hope you all have a good time together. This is Christopher, KF8DMK. Back to you.
Thank you, Christopher, and that sounds like a very productive day. And I do appreciate the fact that you have to make up for time lost to the weather, and that's great. And always good to hear you and your family on the radio. This is Mike, AI6XQ, operating as W8TCM for the MeshNet. We'll now do a last call for general check-ins. If you wish to check in, please come now with your call sign.
Kilo Delta.
November 8, Echo, X-ray.
W8WAM, Caleb.
November 8, Echo X-ray. Jeff?
Okay, hold just for a moment, please. Okay, I got, not necessarily in order, I got KD8WAM, Caleb, and I also got Jeff, November 8, EX, and there was a third one in there that I did not catch. Can you come back again, please? Or maybe there wasn't a third one. This is W8TCM. Next up will be Caleb, KD8WAM, and Jeff, N8EX, you're on deck. Go ahead, Caleb.
Roger, Roger, Mike. Thanks for taking the net. I just managed to drop by. I was taking down a tent. Recently found a used 19-foot canvas bell tent on Facebook Marketplace for $150. So I had to pick that up for a camping trip end of this month. Very excited. We'll be camping in style for sure with lots of room, and if I can find a stove to go in it or repair the one I've got, then we'll be nice and toasty too. That'll be a lot of fun. But a busy day. did that and some vehicle repairs. Got a bunch of small odds and ends to sort out on my new Suburban that I bought. A couple of, you know, the old 99 Suburbans has that door handle deal. There's always something wrong with them. Got to buy a few new parts. Which reminds me, I got to go put an order in. Sorry I missed everyone on the net tonight, but back to net control from Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Caleb. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for checking the nets as often as you do, too. That's great and much appreciated. All right, next up is Jeff. Are you coming to us from the Northern Climes, or are you local this evening? W8TCM, go ahead, Jeff.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Labor Day. This is Jeff, NADX. I'm in my driveway grilling, and yes, I'm in Seward, Alaska right now, where it's about 60. We have low clouds. I can't see the two-thirds up the mountain. And we started contamination dust on the outer Cache Mountains up the road. So that's kind of when the snow creeps down, and now we know when we're going to get hit. And usually it's right after Halloween, but we're kind of, when we watch it, it comes down the mountain. Let's say it's tree level, we're in it. And then we're also, we did some planting. I got some wine casks that, planters that we got filled up and make the, boundary so I know the snowblower where to make my, curve to get the sidewalk done. Yeah, but things are good. I get one more week before I have to go out to the village for travel. And, so we're just kind of, chilling here. I hope everyone had a good, Labor Day weekend. And that, so, thank you for doing that and back to you and ADX.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff, and thanks for the Alaska weather report. Glad you don't have snow quite yet. Good to hear you're going back out to the village soon. I'm sure you'll enjoy that as well. Okay, so that ends our general check-in so far. Are there any last folks who would like to check in? If so, call signs, please, slowly. Okay, I got an N8, but heard crackles for the suffix. Can you please repeat your call sign?
Yes, Joe, N8CN.
Okay, Joe, got you. Thank you. Are there any other people wishing to check in at this time, please? Good signs. Okay, go ahead, NHN. Go ahead with your traffic, please.
Hi, it's my first day of school tomorrow.
That was my son, Louie. He wanted to say everyone to have a good night, and that it was his first day of school tomorrow, and he's very excited. So, NHN, yep. Not much for the night. Thanks for taking it.
That was definitely the best message of the evening. First day of school. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you, John. That's great. Any others to check in? Call signs, please.
KVAIU.
I think I... sorry, this is W8TCM. I thought I heard a VIU suffix. Can you come with your first part of your call sign again, please?
KVAPRU, Charlie.
Boy, I butchered that one, Charlie. Go ahead.
I did one check, and I just heard you on here on this frequency, and I want to say hi to everybody, and have a good night, have a good, well, I guess, one weekend tomorrow, ball over in it, so have a good day tomorrow, and God bless. KBAPIU.
Well, thank you for that, Charlie. Appreciate it very much. Are there any last check-ins, call signs, please? Uh, All right. Nothing heard. There being no further check-ins, but before we close the mesh net, does anyone have any questions, inquiries, or comments? Hearing none, this will conclude the Monday evening social hour net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday on this repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Mike, AI6XQ, operating this evening as net control under the club call sign W8TCM. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Good evening to all. W8TCM is clear, and this repeater is returned to normal use.